Many here in Washington, D.C. say the district is in far better shape since Adrian Fenty became mayor 4 years ago. But recent polls suggest this Tuesday's Democratic primary is about more than results. Most show Fenty trailing his opponent, D.C. Council Chairman Vincent Gray. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
On a gorgeous morning, a small forest of green and white Fenty signs danced in the sunlight as the mayor made a triumphant visit to a neighborhood that strongly supports him.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With a strong national reputation and a record that other mayors would be proud of, many expected Fenty to coast to re-election. But instead, he's in a battle, mostly because of what some call an arrogant, aloof, and aggressive style of leadership. Lately, he's been acknowledging those complaints.
We're promising to continue those results, continue to driving hard, and we know that we can always be more inclusive, all right? And when we, in this campaign, just like we did in the last two, commit to doing something, we will make it happen.
David Shaw, a supporter and stay-at-home dad, says Fenty's positives outweigh his flaws.
Like him or not, and he does have his shortcomings in his style, the city has lower crime, and the schools are getting better. You may not like how that happened. You may not like how it was done. But for the first time, and I've been here for 22 years, as long as I can remember, there seems to be some kind of forward motion.
Much of that forward motion, at least for many white voters around the city, involves schools chancellor Michelle Rhee. Her brand of reform and her hard-charging style are getting attention from education advocates around the nation. Her platform includes layoffs, the performance-based firing of hundreds of teachers, and shuttering almost 30 schools. Meanwhile, enrollment is stabilized and test scores are creeping up. Lisa Harlan, who has an 18-month-old daughter, is among those who say Rhee is why they're voting for Fenty.
To me, the most important issue is schools. I have a young daughter, and I really like Rhee. And so, actually, Fenty will get my vote because of Rhee.
But a recent Washington Post poll found that 54% of black Democrats think Rhee is a reason to vote against Fenty in a city where more than three-quarters of the public school children are African American. In fact, polls show that Fenty's opponent, D.C. Council Chair Vince Gray, has a huge lead over Fenty among black voters. One of them, Ernest Sewsbury, says the issue isn't Fenty's style or attitude. It's about results.
Exactly. Look at Southeast. I mean, the unemployment rate is 38% there. I mean, that's crazy. That's almost half of the population there.
Yesterday, a triumphant-looking Gray strutted into his campaign headquarters, grinning.
They need to vote for number one on their ballot, Vince Gray, to be the next mayor.
He greeted a room full of volunteers decked out in blue and white T-shirts, bustling around with signs and loudspeakers and working phone banks. Gray shared his optimism with reporters.
Every poll which has been published thus far has indicated that we're ahead. The lead is widening.
Gray has been telling anyone who'll listen that he plans to bring this city, one divided by this acrimonious campaign, back together.
Well, I feel very energized. It's wonderful to get out and talk to people. And it's great to walk down the street and people honk their horns and, you know, wave. There's a lot of enthusiasm at this stage, and I'm very delighted to be a part of the enthusiasm being restored to the city.
On paper and on the issues, there's not much difference between the two candidates. It seems to be a matter of style. And yet, in this majority black city, where both candidates are men of color, voters seem to be split according to race or class. But nearly everyone agrees that the great fanfare and goodwill that swept Fenty into office 4 years ago is mostly gone. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.